it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. When I've had this organization on my show a number of times, it's one of my favorites. They do incredible work. They've been in the trenches, and they're now celebrating their 10-year anniversary. So when I reached out about coming on, I sent it immediately to my producer, said, absolutely, let's get these folks on. We need to talk about their successes. We need to talk about their future. Because they are true difference makers. And we're joined by Kate Swinburne, co-founder and president and CEO of Youth Force NOLA. Kate, welcome back.
Noel, thanks for having me.
You guys have been posting some really great numbers over the years, and you say in your release that this celebration of 10 years is a reminder, right, that of what we need to continue to do in the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think we talked about it a lot recently with the Katrina 20. If we let things go stagnant, they wither. And this is not a time for that. This is a call for action, and a call for continued investment in our young people. And Youth Force NOLA really stands then sort of at the intersection of education, business, and workforce so that our young people who have just tremendous potential can stay in New Orleans and enter our region's companies and really, you know, thrive right here at home.
So if you would, Kate, take a few moments, reintroduce Youth Force NOLA to my listening audience.
Would love to. So Youth Force NOLA, we work to unlock the potential of our young people by connecting them with career exploration, job training, paid internships, and coaching. And here at our 10th anniversary, we are, just recognizing we're reaching 5,000 New Orleans high school students annually, from early career exploration through paid internships. The last time I was here on the show, we just completed a summer internship program with 272 rising high school seniors, having been deployed to 99 businesses across the city.
That's incredible. And not only their experience, but they're paid. There's so many benefits to this. It's incredible.
Right. Yeah. We talk about it as for our business partners, it's a quadruple bottom line. Right. They are not only are they getting some support and, staff time during the summer. They are also really building a long term investment in their future workforce. Our young people can't apply for a job they don't know exists. So we've got to put our regional companies in their decision set. They're also growing the talent, the people management skills of the people who work for their companies. How better to learn to manage people than by first working with a seasonal high school student? Young people in your workplace, while it might be daunting initially to think about working with an adolescent, they bring creativity and fun. And so we often hear from business partners that, their workplace is a little bit more joyous when they have young people from the region spending the summer with them. Incredible, sort of benefit for business partners. The other thing we're finding is that getting out and really getting to know our regional businesses through career-connected learning helps our young people see a future for themselves in New Orleans. So our recent alumni survey data, we found that 75% of alumni of Youth Force NOLA's collective programming are returning to New Orleans or staying in New Orleans. And for a city that's worried about brain drain, I think that's a pretty compelling statistic.
No, absolutely. And You get not only for-profit businesses involved, you have the not-for-profit sector of the community involved as well, and I'm sure a lot of these kids are giving back in other ways, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I was watching a couple of videos yesterday with interviews of our alumni. We have alumni working at Ochsner Health, at the Army Corps of Engineers, as financial advisors with New York Life, and teaching in our public high schools, just to name a couple of places. We are seeing alumni who are, in that story, you hear them solving healthcare challenges, water management issues, financial literacy, the whole range of things that we as a region really, really care about.
I always like to hear little anecdotal stories. Do you have any to share with us, about a transformation for one of these kids during these cohorts that you have during the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. One story I would love to share is I always think a young man who interned with us named Joseph. And Joseph is on the autism spectrum. And so Joseph, wasn't necessarily the top academic star. Joseph was not necessarily, generally was not the sort of number one in the class. And when it came time, though, for planning skills and organization skills, Joseph's neurodivergence actually meant that Joseph was the number one intern for managing his schedule, getting to work on time, and so was turning around and teaching his fellow interns how to manage RTA's app. How do you schedule homework time? How do you schedule travel time? How do you just sort of make sure you can plan for everything? And so one of the things I love is that doing work-based learning, doing career-connected learning, enables our young people to shine on more dimensions than just the traditional academics and athletics, and also really helps our young people be empowered through skills that then they can carry forward into the workplace.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joseph is going to be very successful. I can tell
absolutely,
you right now.
Absolutely, right? Right? I mean,
he's going to be a rock star.
Right. No job application I've ever done asked me if I had an A average. Every job application, they are sussing out whether I can get to work on time and whether I can prioritize amongst the 10 things that are sitting on, my to-do list. So Joseph is absolutely, set up for success there. I think a second story I'd share would just be about a young woman named Alice. Alice always cared about taking care of her family. She actually, her younger brother then did the program 2 years after her because he told us, my sister walked so I could run. Alice took courses in healthcare, interned with Ochsner while in high school, and is now then worked her way through undergrad at Loyola while working at Ochsner as a scribe, and is now in nursing school continuing to work at Ochsner, and her brother has just started undergrad at Loyola. So we've got this sort of family impact through these type of experiences where, we're sort of moving a family's prospects and optimism, through opportunities like this.
And I don't want to forget talking about the companies. I think you have like 250 companies that are that are involved with you guys that are making these opportunities available. It's not always easy for them. There are sacrifices that have to be made, and I think that there's some recognition that should and we should talk about them as well.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and I mean, Youth Force NOLA would not be celebrating 10 years without the tremendous time and talent from our regional business partners. I would get in trouble. I would get in trouble if I started to list them because I might get a few of them, but, there's just so many of them. But with that, you know, they are bought into this idea. Again, folks are not going to apply to their companies for jobs if they don't know they exist. So partnering with YouthForce, you know, is, if nothing else, a brand building exercise with their future workforce. But it means that they are hosting tours at their businesses. They are hosting interns. They are, informing pathways. You know, they'll drive to Baton Rouge with us to get credentials approved. But all in service of helping our young people know about the incredible opportunities that exist in our regional workforce. And in exchange, you know, they are, they're spending some time with our young people. And YouthForce NOLA's job then is to help them, show up as their best intern supervisors, as their best, collaborators that they can. And we help make it easier for them.
Absolutely. Let me say congratulations. I know this is a labor of love for you. It's a lot of hard work, but, man, it just delivers results, results, results. And that's what I love about your organization and the changes that you make and the opportunities that you give to so many kids in our community. They deserve that as well, and they prove themselves, and a lot of successes. It's a home run.
Thank you, Newell. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining us. That's Kate Swinburne, co-founder and president and CEO of YouthForce NOLA. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.